The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What a beautiful Saturday this is. Did you catch the weather today, Howard? It is like serious blue skies.
Not only did I catch it, it caught me. I went outside today. I had to meet a plumber on this very early Saturday morning at one of our new listings because you heard a hiss.
I did.
At an outside faucet.
Yes.
Because there was a leak and
yes.
Met him this morning. You know, it's great to be part of a great team at Watson Realty because Watson Realty has a set of services. They have a plumbing, an air conditioning.
Home maintenance. Yes.
And they actually came out, called them yesterday, came out on Saturday morning.
Yes.
They were there before 8 o'clock already had it fixed. And the hiss turned out to be nothing major. It was an outside faucet that had a little leak on it. But by the time I met them there at 8 o'clock this morning, he had already had it fixed. Great service. I have to tell you,
I use Watson Plumbing all the time. I like to refer them out because they give such great service. I mean, I have a rental property, and I've sent them out there. And my tenant remarked to me and said they were so nice. They were on time. They cleaned up after themselves. You know, you don't think about that so much with plumbers, right? It's kind of a tough job they have. They're always doing something a little wet and dirty. So, but I everywhere we've ever referred them to, they get the highest ratings of professional, on time, clean. Love that. So if anybody needs plumbing services, I highly, highly, highly recommend Watson Plumbing.
Yeah, they did a really, really good job. I was surprised that, you know, I was supposed to let them in at 8 o'clock. I got there at 5 of. He was already done.
I love that.
That's really, really good.
Yeah.
So
that was Ben, right?
That was Ben at Watson Plumbing.
Super nice
guy.
He's
on call this weekend. And that's the great thing, too. They have people on call, so they work 7 days a week.
They do.
Super. Really super.
It is exciting.
So that's great. And so you were asking me about the weather. It's going to be 82 today. Oh, my gosh.
83, I think. I just heard. Yeah.
And we have an open house.
That doesn't feel like February, does it?
It doesn't.
Only in Florida. Up north, they're freezing. I bet they wish they were all down here.
Yeah. Hey, I have to give a shout out to new listener and physical therapist Caitlin LeClaire at Heartland Rehab Services in Mandarin. I had a great opportunity of meeting her this week, and she did a great job evaluating. I got a little thing with my hand, and she and her partner did a great job on evaluating me. So I want to give a great shout out to her and tell her she did a great job.
You love to get great service, don't you?
I do.
Yes,
I love it. So, so thanks for listening, Caitlin, and for giving me great service the other day. And happy birthday to our favorite office administrator. I shouldn't say just favorite, fabulous and favorite office administrator, Misty Anderson, who's been at our office for, I guess, 3 or 4 years now. So happy birthday, Misty.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what?
What?
You know what we did this week?
Well, we closed on a couple of houses. We wrote a couple of houses. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about we grew the team.
We did.
The Walker for Gallus team is getting bigger. It's official. So I want to welcome Hope Higginbotham, and she is a real estate agent, and she is fabulous. I absolutely adore her. She's going to be such a great addition to our team, and she specializes in the beaches area, and she's just, I mean, she's awesome. I cannot wait till...
Well, good.
We get everything rolling with her.
Yeah, that'll be great. We want to say congratulations to Heather and Carrie. We told everybody about a lot that we were selling with a mobile home on it. We sold that very, very quickly and closed on it very, very quickly, a cash purchase. So congratulations to them. And also, we told everybody about a great pool home we told you about last week. You know, we thought it was going to be sold quickly. We told everyone, you know, if homes look good and they priced right, what happens, Angela?
They're gone.
They're gone.
Sold.
Well, guess what?
It's sold.
It's gone. But don't worry, because we've got another one that came on the market last night. It's in Bartram Springs.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to Liz and Rick. You know what? They're actually my neighbors because I live in Bartram Springs. And I just adore them. They're such a sweet, sweet family. And we have that house listed, like you said, last night. And we're going to hold it open today, right?
That's right.
From 12 to 2.
We're both going to be there today.
Yes. And it's 6516, I think. Jenny Springs.
Yeah. So yes. We're going to tell you all about that one later. And we expect a huge crowd there today.
The thing about this house that is going to sell it for sure, we're at the perfect season for it, is there's at least $100,000 in the backyard with this in-ground pool, a summer kitchen, a fire pit, backs up to a preserve. I mean, this is where you want to spend this summer.
Well, it's actually a 12-month-a-year party house.
Well, absolutely it could be.
Because
it's a heated pool.
Well, not just a heated pool, but you know, the inside, it just, the flow is all open. The living room goes into the family room, which goes into the huge sunroom with a pool table in it. It's just what a great party house.
Yes, but done very, very well. Even that Florida room was like $25,000. It's got gorgeous travertine floors in it. I'm telling you, no expense was spared. You got to come out today, see this house. If you're looking for a great backyard with lots to do to keep your family busy, come to see us today.
This is a party house. We're going to have a party there today?
I think so.
Yeah,
you want to have a party?
Okay. Let's call it a party. We're having a party there today in Bartram Springs.
I don't know that I...
From noon to two.
I don't know that I arranged that, like, you know, food and balloons and stuff for parties.
Okay. All right. For those of you new to listening, we are your problem-solving realtors on the radio. We come to you every Saturday morning. We're in our 7th year now doing this here in Northeast Florida, and it's meant to be a question and answer show. So you can call us with your questions. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904. So 222-8255.
Got that straight?
I don't know.
The
question is, we'll see if anybody calls, and then we'll know if they got it straight.
All right, 904-222-8255.
Perfect.
And you'll get to talk to Alan. Alan is our producer. He is a
super awesome producer.
And he will get your name, put it on our screen here, and then we will get you on the line. And by the way, don't be afraid to come and be on the radio, because we're really easy to talk to and there are no dumb questions. So whatever it is about residential real estate, we are here to help you.
Yes.
That's what we do. We're your problem-solving realtors.
Yes.
And we have a segment today that's really kind of interesting. You know, one of the segments we have is, uh-oh, wish I had a realtor. We have one that's kind of like that. It's lucky that this person had a realtor, because we came up with a great solution to this. And it's a really odd thing that happened to this week. It happened this week. So odd that we called a couple of different mortgage brokers and said, have you ever heard of this? And they said, nope. Haven't heard of this in 20 years in the business. You hadn't heard of it.
No.
I hadn't heard of it. The other mortgage brokers hadn't heard of it. We're going to tell you what happened and how we came up with a solution to make it all work. So you're going to have to stay with us. We're going to talk about it.
So if you're getting a VA loan, you need to listen up.
Yeah, really wild. And should you list your house as is, please? plus or minuses. We're going to talk about that. So stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. 222-8255. Give us a call. Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211. Or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our station break.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are having so much fun here. It is a fabulous Saturday in February, 83 degrees. This is Florida weather. Living the Florida lifestyle. And we're doing an open house at a swimming pool house today. So you're totally going to get the excitement of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fast approaching.
Yeah.
Just skip spring. Summer's right here.
Swimming pool, hot tub, outdoor kitchen with an egg. You know what an egg is, right?
Yes.
A big green egg.
Yes.
It's built in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
And the
this pool even
fire pit, too.
It's got a fire pit. This pool even has water features.
Oh, and it's really deep.
Yeah, it goes to 8 feet deep. Has a place.
Most pools don't, but these people really value pools, so they have 8 feet.
Has a place that you can put your chase lounges.
The sun shelf.
A sun shelf,
yeah. I love that.
And five water features. So three waterfalls and two things
that shoot the water across from one side of the pool to the other.
Yeah, really
I have
cool.
that on my pool. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, interest rates have come up now for 7 weeks in a row.
Well, that doesn't mean that's what I was going to talk about.
But the amount of the increase has gone down dramatically. But interest rates are still, you know, about, you know, they're really low. They're really low. So it's still time to buy. You know, prices are going up. So if you're on the fence, you know, it hurts to sit on the top of a fence. Imagine sitting on the top, you know, imagine sitting on the top of
you're
one
so
of these
crazy.
Wood fences or even sitting on the top of a metal fence. It
yep.
hurts.
Yep.
You know,
it does.
Get off.
You're nuts. Okay.
So what are the interest rates?
Well, you want to talk about that first?
Sure.
Okay. Well, here we go. The 30-year conventional rate rose 0.02 of a point to 4.4%. The 15-year rate rose 0.01 of a point to 3.85%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it remained unchanged at 4.35%. But all those numbers are higher than they were, aren't they?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. The 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, you know, Howard, that's still a great deal if you're only going to be in your home 5 years or less. Well, it went up also 0.02 of a point to 3.65%.
I'm surprised more people don't use that because especially young families getting their first home, they're only going to be in there 5 years. And it doesn't like, you know, jump up 5 points after the 5 years. It stays level for 5 years and then it might go up 2 points.
Well, you just have to make sure that you're in a neighborhood that's going up in value, which almost all of these are.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So how were the numbers this week for, you know, more homes coming on the market, are homes selling? You know,
well,
what's going on?
You know, here's what's going on.
Okay.
This past week for homes and condominiums, 638 offers got accepted. That was actually down about 10% from the previous week.
But it's still really high.
Yeah, it's good. 746 new homes came on the market, and that's about the same as last week. 180 of the 746, well, they're already under contract. And 58 of those went under contract on the very first day. 371 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say,
congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that number was down a little bit, Howard. That was down about 7% from the previous week.
Well, that's okay because the numbers are still way, way up. You know, it starts in January. January numbers, you know, inch up.
Yes.
So, generally speaking, they're trending up. They're higher than they were last year. So, get off the fence. Really. What are you waiting for? Prices are going up. Now, really important public service announcement. If you bought a house in 2017.
Yes.
You have 8 days.
Yes.
Not seven, not six, not five. You have 8 days days only.
Wait. You're wrong.
Okay.
I love telling him he's wrong. There's something wrong with me that I love doing that.
You have until the
How many end? Days are in February, Howard?
Oh, yeah.
You're wrong. See, 28.
Right. You're right. You have
By
5
March
days.
1st, you have to have applied for your homestead exemption. So if this is your primary residence, you don't claim primary residence anywhere else, only in Florida, you need to apply for your homestead exemption by the end of the month. It's actually by March 1st, but do it this week.
And in,
get her
in
done.
Some counties, like in St. John's County, you need to do it in person.
Yes. But Duval, you could do it online.
That's right. Really, really important. It saves you about $750 on your real estate taxes.
Yes. And the interesting thing is, though, right, you got to talk about portability, too. So if you've lived in your previous home before you bought this home, anywhere in Florida, and you live there more than 2 years, you might be able to what they call port your tax savings from your old home to your new home.
And port is a shortened form of the word transport.
Yes.
So you're moving your savings from one home to another.
Yes. So the savings happen when, you know, we have the, it's called Save Our Homes. It's a benefit for us homeowners so that when you are homesteaded, then the property taxes can only go up 3% or the inflation, whichever is the least amount. And so for people who had lived in their home like 20 years, you know, and now the kids are gone, they're empty nesters, they're selling their house, they have a lot of tax savings from that regulation, Save Our Homes, where it's kept their numbers down really low. So if you go and buy another home, now it would be really high. Well, we're not trying to harm people. We want people to buy. So they get to transport their tax savings to the new home.
That's great.
So it's awesome.
That's great. Hey, I got another announcement that just came out Thursday. This is really, really important. Some people suffered damage from Hurricane Irma. Remember Hurricane Irma? Lots of people were out of their home for months. You're looking at me strangely.
No, actually, I was reading a text and I was trying to process what it said.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. So many people suffered damage from Hurricane Irma. There was flood damage, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Some people lost their jobs.
Yes,
some people couldn't live in their home for months and months.
Right.
And some people got really behind on their mortgage, which is really, really bad. Well, you still owed your mortgage payments, even though perhaps you couldn't pay on them. Well, if your loan was insured by the FHA, if it was an FHA mortgage,
yes,
the FHA came out with a directive this particular month that said that if at the time of Hurricane Irma you were current on your payments and it was an owner-occupied home, so it couldn't have been a rental, then what they will do, they won't be foreclosing on your home for all of those missed payments. What they will do is give you a new and you had a great interest rate before, but now the interest rates are higher. What they will do is give you a second mortgage for all of those missed payments. But the payment for that, you will have to make no payments on that second mortgage until you sell the house. Now, think about that. An interest-free second loan, and you won't have to pay back any of those payments until you sell your home. That is great.
That's great.
Great news.
Yes.
Now, you have to contact the FHA. Contact your lender. See if your home is an FHA loan. You probably know that it is. Or FHA may have maybe contacting you already. Well, I couldn't have done it already because this announcement just came out on Thursday. But if you're wondering about it, you can contact your lender directly. It's only for FHA loans. Now, whether or not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac follow suit on this, I don't know. But this is a great program. It was just announced again on Thursday by the FAA administrator. And, of course, that is a person that that ran for president. That was Ben Carson.
How about that?
So another public service announcement. So when we come back after the break, we're going to tell you about what we started to talk about, tease you about a little bit earlier about a VA loan and what happened this week with an appraisal that was I wish I had a realtor. Well, in this case, you had a realtor, and we came up with an interesting solution to make everybody happy with a buying and selling situation. So stick with us. We're going to tell you about that when we get back. Also, should you sell your house as is? And the answer is you probably should hardly ever advertise that way, even though you want to sell it as is. We're going to tell you why. So stay with us, everybody. We will be right back and answer all your questions. Stay with us.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Well, some Olympic gold for the U.S. men's team in curling, of all things. It actually happened today as the underdog U.S. team, skipped by Jonathan Schuster, won the Olympic gold medal with a 10-7 victory over Sweden. Schuster converting a double takeout for 5 points in the eighth frame. That opened up a 10-5 lead. Schuster was also a member of the team that won bronze back in Chur, and that was the only other time the U.S. won an Olympic medal in curling. Ex-athletes say Bela and Martha Coroli, the husband-wife team so famous for coaching America's top female gymnasts for three decades, institutionalized an abusive culture in the sport. Former gymnasts and coaches interviewed by the Associated Press say the sport was rife with verbal and emotional abuse. They say young girls were virtually starved and body shamed and forced to train even with injuries. This is SRN News.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
You need to remodel the kitchen. Let's get her done. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens. You keep putting off the redo because of the stress and mess and all of the fuss. That's why you have me. Let us design your new kitchen and layout. We'll let you see it in 3D before we start, and we'll get her done fast. I'm local and loyal, quick and easy, painless and affordable. See your possibilities at GreystoneKitchens.com. Touch and feel your dream kitchen in our Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance showroom. We're on Phillips Highway, just north of 95, right across from the movie theater. Call 904-213-9100. That's 213-9100. You pick your style, I'll get her done. Pick your cabinets and counters, we'll get her done. Pick your appliances, and Martin Appliance will get her done. Jeff Martin here, reminding you, Greystone Kitchens. Remove a wall or rebuild it all. I can do it all. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
WBOB AM 600 The Answer wants you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from WBOB AM 600 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Couple of crashes, one at State Road 9B South. That is right before Phillips. Another crash in 95 North. That's past St. Augustine Road. That crash is blocking the left lane. Going to be about 20% chance of rain today, tonight, tomorrow. Mostly sunny this afternoon and tomorrow with a high today 83, low tonight 68, mostly cloudy, and high tomorrow 86. It's currently 71 at WBOB AM 600.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here with you at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday in February. with hot weather. You got to come out and see our new pool home today.
All right.
We're going to be in Bartram Springs.
We are. Both of us going to be there because two of us need to be there because there are going to be so many visitors
coming
today.
That's what happens the first time there's an open house at a property.
Especially on a pool home.
Yes.
$100,000 in
the backyard.
In the backyard. Oh, my gosh.
Summer kitchen, pool, spa. Yeah. Lots of water features, 8 feet deep, fire pit, pavers. Yeah, it's awesome.
You can actually jump off the back of the pool and do flips. There's no diving board, but.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
You can't have diving boards anymore. But yes, that's super cool because it's 8 feet deep.
Yeah. So let me tell you about this weird situation that that happened this week. Never heard of this.
Yeah, we were all dumbfounded.
Two mortgage people that I talked to never heard of this.
Right.
So let me give you some background information. When a house goes under contract, you have 10 days to do an inspection. The buyer has 10 days to do an inspection
right.
and ask for repairs.
Yes.
And it really is for repairs. If something needs to be...
If it's broken.
If something
right?
is
needs
broken.
Needs to be fixed.
So that's what happened on this house. There was... went under contract and an inspection was done. And this house was really in great shape. It was only 2 years old. It was built in 2015, so there was like nothing found. Obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously. Sometimes on a 2015 house, there might be a little thing that was need to be found.
This home is meticulously maintained.
Really
it's like walking into a model home. It's gorgeous.
So there was nothing that needed to be done. So
right.
during that 10-day inspection period, the buyers had an inspection done. Nothing needed to be found. Everything was great. So the homeowner... The seller started to move all of his furniture into his garage because he was going to use a pod to move himself. So he was going to move everything from his garage into his pod. And he arranged for that pod to be delivered next week.
Right.
So
like the day before closing.
The day before closing. Closing is next Friday.
Yeah.
So he was going to have the pod fully... loaded Thursday, which is absolutely
perfect.
Fine.
Good timing.
So he's got everything out of the house. He's going to clean the house. Everything's fine.
Yep.
So this past week, this week, the VA inspector, because the buyer is a veteran, not a veteran. He's actually active military.
Active duty, yeah.
Actually, he and his wife are both active military. And first off, we want to say thank you to them. They get a VA appraisal.
Right.
Now, the appraisals, they're a little bit harder. Because they want to protect
their vision. Is that the right word?
They're stricter.
Harder, stricter.
And the appraiser, so not only came up with a value, and we don't need to talk about that because everything was okay with that, but he or she came up with something on the appraisal that we've never seen before.
Nope.
And the appraiser said, you have to paint your garage.
Two coats of paint.
Two coats, including the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
What? Yeah. That's
not a repair.
Right.
And by the way, every single home in that subdivision, and remember, there's even some new homes being built in that subdivision, had the garage in the same exact situation that this one is.
Yes.
And there are many, many
builders who are no longer painting garages.
Right. Some of them do a what's called a knockdown.
Yeah.
And there are many, many existing buyers in or people that bought in that subdivision that are veterans or active military.
Yes.
That got VA loans.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, this VA appraiser says, you have to paint your garage.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yes. Because it looks unfinished.
Because it looks somewhat unfinished.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with...
Seriously, in my 20 years of business, I have never had this happen. And the mortgage person for the buyer, she's also been a mortgage person for 20 years. She's never seen it. I mean, we were all really caught off guard about this. and did, you know, we had to do some research because it just had never come up before. And, you know, it's what it is.
So, and of course, the garage right now
is full.
Is full top to bottom
of his stuff,
wall to wall.
Yep.
And we can't have a closing unless the garage has two coats of paint on the three walls and the ceiling.
And the inspector has to come back out and make sure it's done and then tell the mortgage company, you're clear to close.
So yeah. That VA appraiser
yep.
is holding up this closing.
Yes.
So we're your problem-solving realtors. What do we do? Well, we put our thinking caps on, and first of all, we say, this is ridiculous. Let's go to the VA and say,
this is ridiculous.
Know, is there any regulation on this? And there is no regulation on it. But if the VA appraiser says you have to do something, you have to do it.
That's
now,
correct.
We could take and fight and fight and fight. And we decided, you know, sometimes it's just not worth the fight.
Oh, no, no.
So, because it could take, you know, weeks to do this. Meanwhile, we have a buyer that wants to move in. We have a seller that wants to move in.
Move out.
And to move yeah. out. And, you know, normally repairs are paid for by the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a repair, right?
Correct.
Because there's nothing broken.
Correct.
So this is as a result of the buyer getting a VA,
loan. Well, because you have to remember, right, the house is only 2 years old. So the county, Duval County, passed that garage without any problem and gave that builder a certificate of occupancy. So there's nothing wrong with the way that it's done. It's just that the VA has more guidelines than the county of Duval.
So we found out that it would cost a painter $400 to paint the garage. Now, the seller doesn't want to pay for that because it only was as a result of a VA loan.
Right.
So here's what we did. We arranged for the buyer themselves to paint the garage.
Yeah, they're going to. It's cute.
And we asked that the pod to be delivered a couple of days early to allow the seller to fill the pod early so that the sellers, so that the buyers could come in and paint it, and it'll be done a day before closing. It'll be painted a day before closing by the buyers. We got agreement to let the buyers go in. The sellers agreed to let the buyers go in, paint the thing. The appraiser will go out the day before closing and see that it's painted so that everybody will be happy.
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
Jumping through hoops.
But sometimes these are the things that have to be done. So yep. It was a coordinated effort between us as the selling agent, the buyer's agent, the buyer, and the seller. And we want to thank everyone for allowing us to make this happen and make it work. So
right.
We're your problem-solving realtors. This is why you need a realtor on your side to get things like this done.
Right.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes. We got to tell everyone where our two new listings are. So our hot deal of the day, because we got 2 minutes left. Okay.
Is not enough time to do the hot deal of the day.
Okay.
What is wrong with him?
Bartram Springs is where the hot deal of the day is. It's 6516 Ginny Springs. It's a one-story. It's four bedrooms with the potential to have five bedrooms. Now, one of the bedrooms has been converted into an office, but there's an upstairs that also is a non-conforming bedroom. It only means non-conforming, and it doesn't have a door
right.
at the top of the stairs.
Right.
But it's a full
bedroom. There's a closet.
Bedroom.
There's a full bath. It's a big room. You could do a bonus room or a bedroom.
That's right. Okay. We already talked about a lot of the stuff there. It's 2,800 square feet, has a two-car garage. It's a three-way split bedroom, open floor plan, beautiful wood floors. tile floors, three sets of double doors going out to the sunroom, has a fire pit. It's on a preserve lot, A-rated elementary school in the neighborhood. There's a resort-style neighborhood pool. The HOA is only $60 a year. There's a $900,000 new fitness center in the neighborhood. It's open from noon to 2 today. It's only $350,000. This is going to sell.
I can't believe you squeezed all that in.
There's another brand new home on the north side.
We are going to talk about it later.
St. James Place. It's 2,300, almost 2,400 square feet, four bedroom, two bath home on a preserve lot with a new master. Check out our website, angelandhoward.com. We'll be with you next week. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. You hear what that music is? Woo! Hot, hot, hot. You know why? Because I want to tell you why we're running this again. Because this is local radio. And you
Eddie's
know what happens?
Old, like me.
What does local radio have to do with this?
Because if you were a national syndicated guy, you wouldn't have taken us out and said goodbye on the third quarter. Anyway,
yes,
I'm sorry.
I screwed up.
I have been laughing through the whole break. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But I'm going to correct it, but it's not a big deal. So don't feel bad.
Right, you know said what? That three times. That makes it a big deal, doesn't it? All right, so what I
Alan?
Did, everyone,
wait,
is
Alan's
I thought
gonna...
we were in the fourth segment, but we weren't.
And
we
he was trying to say goodbye and rush
segment.
Through. And...
You didn't mess up.
Okay.
You just wanted to talk about the house a little more.
Yes, I was
and you're
so
allowed to. It's your show, yeah.
Yes. So seriously, we are excited about the two houses that we listed this week, and we are going to talk about them as well as our other houses that we have listed. But I did, you know, being true to the spirit of Angela, I do have to laugh at Howard, and I do have to take that little shot because it's funny. But you know what? He would do the same thing to me. And that is the part of what makes us a good partnership and makes our show fun is because we can laugh at ourselves and at each other. So, you know, it happens. But in the spirit of let's take good care of our customers, I'd like to, in a more slow pace, without music playing, talk about the two houses that we just listed.
Well, I think we talked a lot about the pool home already. We can probably go
Did you talk about the upgrades in the kitchen? Because I didn't hear that.
Well, it's...
I know we talked about how fabulous the backyard is.
Yes.
Okay? And if someone's just tuning in now, I'll just sort of quickly recap. Big pool, lots of water features, spa, fire pit, summer kitchen. Over $100,000 in the backyard. Florida room, travertine floors... $25,000. We've got renovations in the kitchen. And honestly, it's something I want to do to my kitchen because I live in the same neighborhood. So the houses are about the same age. What they did was they took the normal countertop, they replaced it with a beautiful granite, but they did the new California style. So it's that lower level, you know, more flat. Instead of having that up above 6 inches higher or 8 inches, whatever a normal kitchen counter is. So they've got the California style. So that was beautiful. The other thing they did is they brought in a center island. And what I love is that it's a different color than the other cabinets, but still the granite, you know, matches and brings both of those color woods together. Also, I don't think you mentioned that Bartram Springs is a natural gas community. So for people who like to cook on gas, which I do, I love that about Bartram Springs. So that's natural gas. So, you know, I don't pay very much for gas. And you did talk a lot about the community center, but you didn't mention there is a CDD fee. It's about $2,000 a year. I don't remember exactly, $1,921 or something like that. So the HOA is only $60, but the CDD fee, which is added onto your taxes, is like $1,921 or $71 or something. And
has a big slide.
It has one of those really cool slides. It's got lifeguards at the pool, you know, and there's three different pools. There's a kid pool, there's a swim laps pool, there's a fun recreation pool. They also have grills out there under cover, you know, if you want to have a barbecue, have a party. There's also a volleyball area. There's tennis courts. There's basketball. There's soccer field. As you said, a $900,000 workout fitness facility has been recently this year put in. There's a library. There's a clubhouse that you could rent out if you want to have a party. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It feels like a resort. It's a very, very nice neighborhood.
And an elementary school, A-rated elementary.
A-rated, Bartram Springs Elementary. And you can walk your children to school, you know. So if you have elementary age kids, I'm telling you, when I leave the house early in the morning, there's just a ton of children, you know, headed off to school. And that's so fun and so exciting. I feel like that's very Americana because when I was growing up, we walked to school every day. Walked there and walked home, you know, and it just feels great. I love it. And super, super nice community. Lots of things to do for different age groups. Like we have Food Truck Friday every Friday night. Once a month, we have a movie on the lawn. So there's one of those huge projection screens, and we, you know, watch TV as a neighborhood. And they do camp activities for kids on the days that they're out of school and during the summer. There's a swim team for children. For adults, there's a over 60 group, and they get together once a month. There's a supper group that goes and has dinner together once
Sounds
a month.
Sounds like you're a fan.
I'm a fan of this neighborhood. There's an awful lot to do. And so, you know, those things, they don't always get published.
And it's,
you know,
right off of the 9B extension.
Yeah, so you can get anywhere very quickly.
You know what they're building nearby, of course, because you live there. You know this.
The new town center.
The brand new town center.
It's coming right down the way. And so anyway, it's an exciting time for that neighborhood. Lots of things are happening right around it that are going to be super beneficial for the residents. So I would say come out and see us today from 12 to 2. And Rob's going to be out there tomorrow from 12 to 2. So if you can't get there today, come tomorrow. So we're definitely having the house open twice this weekend.
How much is this house?
This house is value priced at $350.
It's going to sell this weekend.
Yeah, I think it will.
Because it looks good. It's
just
priced
got
right.
So many great features.
It
yeah.
really, really is nice. The other one that we just listed is on Merseyside.
Yes.
And Merseyside is in the community of St. James Place. It's off of 295 on the north side of town, and it's off of the exit of
Pritchard Road.
Pritchard
you go Pritchard Road,
Road
to Trout River, and then it's right off Trout River.
Yeah, it's
and
about 2,400 square feet, four bedroom, two bath on a preserve lot. Has a huge
beautiful home.
Master.
Yes.
The kitchen has a walk-in pantry, 8-foot center island that overlooks the family room. Has a living room or office, however you want to use it.
Yeah, you could do anything with that space, that flex space. Yep.
2-car garage. There's no CDD fee at this property. The
right.
HOA is $300 a year.
Yep.
Built in only 2015. And
yes.
Get this, it's it's really move-in ready. They're putting
it is
in a
so
new kitchen
ready.
Floor.
Yeah.
This week.
Yes.
So. Because unfortunately, the dog did a little scratching of the floor, so they're going to put in a new kitchen floor.
Yeah,
and it's under $200,000. It's only $190,000.
Yes, $190,000.
How about that?
2-story home. It's beautiful. It's got a huge yard. It's partially fenced. You might want to add more fencing, but just a really gorgeous, gorgeous home. So, yes. Are you glad that I handled that for you?
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
That's
the first time I've done that in
that
over
is.
6 years.
I know we're this. In our 7th year, and you've never done it before, so I can't really be mad at you. But it was funny, so I had to laugh at you. Alan laughed at you, too. So
Well,
I mean,
you like to pick on me.
I
so,
do.
You
know, I enjoy picking on you.
And people say we're infotainment. So that
That's
was our,
definitely infotainment.
That was our infotainment for the day.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is it time for a... Tenant, landlord and tenant tip of the week?
Well, no. You know what I wanted to do?
What?
Instead, I wanted to talk about the other things. We only have a minute and a half. I do want to talk about the other homes that we have listed.
Okay, go ahead.
That still need to be sold. So 1209 Notchaway in Samara Lakes, that's in the World Golf Village exit. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, and it's priced at $299 in the A-rated schools. Love that house. Big house.
Oh,
big, big, big house, big yard.
3,200 square feet.
Yes. Yes. So come out and buy that house. We haven't yet sold 1215 Wolf. Well, we did sell it, but it came back on the market. So there's still that charming home in Avondale. 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, $199, located just off Roosevelt on Wolf Street. That's an awesome one. And now you can say goodbye if you want, because we're going to run out of time.
Okay. Of course I want to say goodbye, and I want to welcome the Van Wees, which are on tap to tell you about what's been going on in the financial sector of the country. And by the way, folks, you need a professional on your side. We gave you an example of that earlier in the day about dealing with that VA issue. So call us during the week, 465-3845. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back with you.